We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
We are Vic Fellowship and stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to commercial-free and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. That's vacinfo.org website. Today, we'll be given some clarity on last week's show about the coronavirus. New research suggests that it may be far worse than we spoke about in the last week's show. Now, I've just discovered this morning. I am our guest today, and I have taken a lot of notes to allow the audience to be aware of what's really going on, the real news opposed to the fake news that you have on, you know, CNN and Fox News and all the ones that the drug companies fund, and it's just ridiculous how many lies we uncover when we open our eyes and go down that rabbit hole. But anyway, so these are notes I've taken. I want to cover with everyone because it is extremely important. It might be something we all need to be concerned about. And of course, I'm going to cover first the facts that I discovered, and this is as of yesterday. Maybe next week, if there's, you know, continuing on, I'll do another show, or we will do another show every week if we have to. But I just wanted to keep everybody updated on where Father's leading me and to truth about exposing. I speak truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth on this radio show. And that's why I so appreciate Gary Knoll and Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to expose, again, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. First of all, there are more cases in Europe, more confirmed cases on that Japanese ship as well. Spain reports country's second case in Mallorca. There's four cases confirmed in England, in the UK, five in France, which are all British, that was spread at a ski resort, believe it or not, five of them. And they're claiming the deaths eclipse global toll from SARS. We know they are underreporting for sure. They're not, you know, again, it's fake news. It's not real news what you're watching on television, because of course the biggest sponsors of the TV stations that you're watching, if you're wasting your time, especially the news reporting, is controlled by the powers that be. They're the sponsors. The drug companies, you know, fund or sponsor the shows, and that's why you see drug commercials. That's only expedited since I've been, you know, fighting this fight and exposing truth in honor of my baby girl. Back in 99, I lost her, my four-year-old daughter. I'm sure maybe you guys have listened to past shows, and if not, I hope you will continue listening and staying here with us. But I lost my four-year-old baby girl, and I was as misinformed and as ignorant as everyone out there until Father allowed me to have an angel, literally, for 4 years and 10 days, who was damaged by her vaccinations and labeled autistic, and then I lost her from the monkey viruses and the vaccines. So this is very important information to me. This is my life. This is what I'll do since the day I take my last breath, if that happens. But anyway, they are underreporting, people. I've actually been on the news before when I was a personal trainer, and literally I was training one of my clients, and Channel 7 News in South Florida took my interview, chopped it up to pieces, and literally made it look like I was telling women not to waste their time working out because there's plastic surgery available. I was devastated to the point where even Channel 7, I think it was recently, within the last 6 months, wanted to do an interview with me. And I said, the only way I'm going to do it is if you allow me to post my website, because on the website you will find, you know, the truth again, beyond truth. They, of course, they said they couldn't do that, so I told them I was not interested, because I have learned they do underreport. They do what the drug companies tell them to do. That's their sponsors. Wake up, smell the coffee. Anyway, we know they're underreporting, and it's not SARS. Coronavirus is not the flu. It's misinformation, people. This is something Ingrid and I were not aware of. I was not aware of last week, or I promise you I would have been telling you truth. And I think you know that by now. So it is misinformation. The mortality growth from days 1 through 30 is much higher than SARS back in 2003, and even the swine flu in 2009. The mortality rate of this coronavirus is much higher when you start, you know, digging or going down the rabbit hole of learning the people outside the box that are teaching beyond the media. The World Health Organization, known as WHO, is using a team of psychology, or a term in psychology called gaslighting. And this makes people doubt their own memory, perception, and even their sanity. It's called gaslighting. When they say don't panic, they're making things worse. We need real information. We need real information. So that's why I so appreciate our listeners. To avoid becoming a victim, like I had to do the hardest way possible, of course, the death of my first child. Chengdu, China, on lockdown right now. Chengdu, China is on lockdown as of yesterday, and they are the sixth largest city with about 14 million people. They have elevated sulfur dioxide in China, on the outskirts of China, west side, I think he said. They've elevated the sulfur dioxide due to all the burning of the bodies, people. They're dropping like flies over there. The media is lying to us. Time to prepare. And our ministry, Matthew Nolan, who we fellowship with, he did a teaching, this past weekend, exposing even scripturally. He's in the book of Revelation right now, chapter 5, and he uncovered it all. So if you go to TorahToTheTribes.com, that's T-O-R-A-H, to the tribes, T-R-I-B-E-S.com, you will see Matthew Nolan. Although I don't agree with everything he teaches, or just a couple things, should I say, we go head to head at, but he's a wonderful man. I adore him and his wife, Tamara, and he confirmed what I'm telling you today. He showed scripturally what we're saying is what I'm researching and finding out. Anyway, more. NBC News said that they're rounding up suspected coronavirus cases. Videos show Chinese authorities dragging residences from their homes, putting them in boxes on the back of trucks, putting them in coronavirus hospitals. They're really detention centers, more like mortuaries. All this sounds very familiar, like in the 1918 Spanish flu. No reason to panic. Influenza, or grip, they called it, has a very low percentage of fatalities. Not over one death out of every 400 cases, they said. It's misinformation, people. And I really believe, if you're listeners of PRN, you know everybody on here teaches truth. And you, I think I'm like, teaching you guys that already know, of course. But we hopefully can reach some misinformed people out there as well with this message. I hope that in Africa and the countries that only can call in, wherever other countries across the world, the universe, I hope that there's people tuning in to realize this is not a joke, people. They've been practicing is what they're doing. They're practicing with all these past pandemics like H1N1, SARS, and all that, because of course they're been practicing and testing, because they need a long incubation to be able to infect more people. And, of course, a vaccine is going to be the answer, which is probably going to be under martial law. I mean, it's really a possibility. This is all, I'm not saying for sure. We're all keeping us ancient watchers are keeping an eye, because, again, I've been, being woken up since my daughter was even injured in 1997 is when Father started opening my eyes. So we're talking over 20 years. And I, like I said, don't hold back. So hallelujah. Anyway, so this is on February 7th. Now, all this information, again, I told you, was yesterday. Today's February 10th. So yesterday, as of 2 February 9th, and then this quote I'm giving you now is from February 7th. Global Times took pictures of what they call Wuhan, but really quarantine centers. Just a series of cots with only a board between them. Videos have been released from victims quoting, it's managed by the army. No hot water. The toilet is over 200 meters away. No toilet, no hot water, and it's being managed by the army. They are being told they would be cured there. So they're being lured into these, you know, concentration camps to be the under the disguise that there's a cure, like a vaccine or whatever, pharmaceutical drug, whatever their agenda is, but whatever. And they're becoming victims, unfortunately, and then infected. They want more cross-infection. I'm having sheets over their heads. So on these cots, there's literally dead bodies on the cots. And what they do is it is take the sheet and just cover the whole body. They have a secondary virus infections occur in incubation period. At least one of every two instances of human-to-human transmission of the new coronavirus is believed to occur while the first patient is not yet showing symptoms, according to the Japanese researchers. They're spreading asymptomatic phase, which means huge impacts in traveling. Average period of incubation originating is 5 days, and they are transmitting it to others. So they're able to incubate, and this is what they've been working on for a while now, really for 20 years, I think, right when, you know, I started opening my eyes to truth, they started doing these propagandas, and I'm sure most of you are aware of that, but they started, you know, propaganding with all these different things to you know, perfect it, should I say. It's definitely human-made, whether it was a mistake out of a laboratory or intentionally done, which I choose to believe the latter. With the time that we're in scripturally, with Revelation 5. So anyway, just don't stay dumbed down. Do your homework. Thank you for listening to this show. And thank you for knowing that where it's coming from, my heart of truth. Okay, so where were we here? Over their head. That's pretty devastating. They have secondary virus infections. I already said that. Okay, where am I here? Asymptomatic, 5 days, okay, they are transmitting it to others, I said that, okay. This makes it difficult to contain by isolation. There's no way they can contain this by isolation because it's incubating and anyway, infecting others. 40 staff at a hospital were infected in Wuhan Hospital. 40 hospital staff, nurses, I believe they were, or doctors, whatever they were, underscoring the risk of the growing epidemic. Hong Kong family feared they were infected by sharing hot pot meal. A Hong Kong family, I think they said seven people, maybe five, but whatever. A whole family feared they were infected by just sharing a hot pot meal. February 7th, U.S. military preparing quarantine centers for coronavirus patients, the Pentagon says. The Pentagon says that U.S. military is our U.S. military is preparing quarantine currently centers for coronavirus patients. Chinese officials warn of aerosol infection spreading. There's three ways: direct contact, large particle droplets, and then what they're doing is aerosol. Aerosol are tiny droplets. The Chinese government determined it's aerosol and are spraying with trucks down the streets. I saw pictures when I was watching this video of four or five trucks side by side covering the whole, all the lanes, like on a highway, it looks like. I've never been to China, so I don't know what kind of roads they have, but it was a, you know, like an expressway, and these trucks had like what they used to do with DDT, spray it out the back. This aerosol spray of the coronavirus, you know, exposing in the Chinese civilians, it's devastating. But anyway, every single government and media saying to continue flying, not wear mask, and to think of it as the flu working to limit economic damage. That's what we hear from every media source. But wake up, people. They are being funded by the powers that be. You're watching misinformation. Misinformation. And like I said, I've learned this a long time ago. And I'm praying that our listeners, or many of you, I know Gary Null knows the misinformation and many of the people that do other shows on here, but I just felt it's my responsibility, since I'm all about exposing the dangers of vaccinations and honor the babies, that this needs to be taught. And we will keep you updated every week if you're interested to listen. So the WHO also, they said the World Health is a huge disservice. The World Health Organization, saying that they're a huge disservice. They're destroying the last vestiges of faith and institutions. Welcome to the fourth turning. This gentleman who I learned from this morning, some of the facts that I'm sharing with you today, he said, welcome to the fourth turning, which is the loss of faith and intuition. They're literally trying to just totally make us insane is what they're doing. And another great source I've been keeping an eye on is Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. He's really winning my heart over, because I've been very discerning for 20 years now. Him and Gary Null and I did a radio show when California SB 277 and 276 were being campaigned and propaganda and eventually passed to take away the exemptions in California. And anyway, I even heard of him before that, I believe, you know, but my point is I've been really discerning and trying to see and validate this man, as I have Gary Null. Again, utmost respect. I've known him since right after my baby girl passed away, and he even had me interviewed for one of his documentary, and he's the one that so graciously has given us this free weekly show, and I just adore him. So if you're listening, Gary, we love you. We love you with all of our heart for all of your hard work, sir, and everything that you're doing to save the world. So naturalnews.com, I've almost been completely validated. I'm very, very careful since my experience, people. And just recently, I ordered some organic cashews and almonds, raw organic, that he tests in his laboratory. He actually has a laboratory, I think in Texas, maybe. I don't know exactly where it is, but he walked you through, once I got the receipt from the from buying the almonds and the cashews, he took us on a tour through all the equipment he has put together, and he lab tests for everything, even for Chinese products, for hormones, for, you know, everything, pesticides. He really did a great job doing the tour and explaining everything. And then most importantly, the final confirmation that I have had so far that's definitely increased my trust in this man, because I really feel he's been targeted, I heard. I feel that he, you know, has been, the website's been taken down. I mean, he's really had some wrath, so I'd for sure keep him in your prayers. I would love to have him on the show one day. I'm trying to make that happen, so keep listening. I'm sure we'll have him eventually, because he does expose truth. But the biggest thing that really upped my trust in this man is Mary Toko. Mary Toko is my one of my chapters when I had my nonprofit, Casey's Quest, in honor of my daughter in the early 2000s. She was my Michigan chapter. She was my chapter coordinator, believe it or not. She's even the one that kicked me in the hiney and said, you know, I'm just the wife of an ex-wife of a chiropractor with unvaccinated children, but you are a victim and you need to be doing this show. And my presentation that I do all over the world in loving memory of my daughter, for free, by the way, so please contact us if you'd like to schedule something. We send you a flyer, and you just promote the event, and we don't charge anything. There's no charge for me to come out there. Father always provides, and my presentation provides all the facts for someone like me, how I used to be, that told her dad, my daughter's dad, because she was my first child, and he walked in from his chiropractic job as a neuromuscular therapist when I was pregnant with her, and said, Dr. John and Dr. Frank are telling us to look into the vaccines. Well, my mom, just within the last couple years, confirmed to me, because I don't remember this, but my response to Ronnie was, I would never be a negligent mother and not vaccinate my child. So that's the presentation I do, exposing all the facts of the misinformation out there, kind of like the front page of our website. Well, I designed that as a victim with what I would have needed to see when I was that person before she passed away, before her injury. And unfortunately, who I was and who 99.9% of people out there are, the misinformation, the misinformed people, is we trust blindly and we don't take the time to research it ourselves. We blindly trust these medical doctors. And again, Mary Toko, I don't want to lose my track. I'm running on a few hours of sleep because I've really been powered up by the Holy Spirit to teach this, the Ruach HaKodesh, to teach this message today. And I've been up since 1:30, so if I'm a little, you know, nervous here, it's not that I'm nervous. I'm just extremely tired. I just did a yerba mate tea to wake me up, and I also am taking a nap right after this show. But Mary Toko, she is very special to me, and Mike Adams just recently, Natural News actually had her, I think it was the healthrangerstore.com, that's where you purchase his clean foods and products, but anyway, she endorsed him, and that means a lot to me. That's a personal connection that I know has not sold her soul for the lies that so many of our doctors do and keep the blinders on and compromise and be bought and paid for, or as Dr. Suzanne Humphreys says so graciously, that she was the walking dead. In her book, Rising from the Dead, she actually uses the quotes that I was the walking dead. They are the walking dead. So that's why this show was so important, and I so thank everybody for listening. But back to Natural News, he claimed, when I listened just about a 15-minute show on his this morning, too, and I'm sure he's did a more recent update that we'll cover, but this morning the one that I heard said that there were already 25,000 deaths in China. 25,000 deaths in China. And it's growing 20%, doubling every 3 days. And, of course, he made the comment that this is a human-made biological weapon. So I don't know, you know, I don't know what's going on. All I know is that we need to prepare for it possibly being the success that they've been campaigning and working on for so long. And we'll keep a very close eye with all the wonderful connections I've made over the last over 20 years. But I do want to, instead of, you know, a glooming presentation or interview, I really want to encourage everyone on the solution to the problem here. We'll start from the beginning. PRN, Gary Null's been teaching it since the 70s or maybe before that. My late husband, Gary Tunsky, was huge on teaching this, and now he's passed away from abusive steroids. 20 years he did before he even accepted our Savior. He abused 20 years of steroids that ended his life, unfortunately, prematurely, a week after his 59th birthday. Our cleanse and everything that I'm going to talk about now that he formulated is what kept him an extra 20 years alive, I have discovered, because his best friend Mark told me that all the bodybuilders he worked with back then, they're already dead, and they died in their 40s. So Mark taught me a lot, because when I called him 2 days after Gary passed, he's like, those damn steroids. And I'm like, what do you mean? Because I didn't know Gary abused them, because I was a personal trainer at the time, certified, and I was anti-bodybuilder because they, you know, they stared at their biceps all day. So I, you know, I trained them. I know their arrogance and their pride and all that. But anyway, I learned a lot about the steroids. I knew steroids were a problem. So when Mark told me that he did 20 years of steroids, a light bulb went off in my head and put it all together, because he almost died in 2015. And his health has been just regressing the last 5 years. I think they probably even vaccinated him, because that's right after that's when the whistleblower nurse came out. It's on our front page about the Affordable Care Act. And ironically, when I was in the recliner chair at the hospital, I'll never forget to share this with you real fast. And he was septic. He developed a lung infection that went down to his belly, and he had to have a paracentesis, or they drained 5 liters of fluid out of his body. And when they did that, they popped his colon, his sigmoid. And we went and got 2 colonics in St. Louis. We were traveling. He went to the top colonics therapist in St. Louis because he thought, as an outpatient, after they took the 5 liters out of his belly, let him go because he was an outpatient situation. Well, anyway, the first 2 nights they had to save his life. And that's the only time we believe as of now. I don't think that's going to be forever, because I believe we're going to have a trauma center naturally real soon when the riches of the wicked comes to the righteous. Hallelujah. But back to Gary, the first 2 nights I slept on the recliner chair at the end of his bed because they were saving his life. And that's a septic condition. And as of now, we believe that's the only thing they can do. And then, of course, come to us afterwards so that we can help get all the stuff they use, like antibiotics against life, out, get your immune system working the way it was created to work. But the first 2 nights I slept on the chair, and they brought in at least 3 different roommates back in 2015 with him. And I heard every nurse that brought the guy in, I heard the question asked, and this is before the nurse whistleblower came out. Like the nurse whistleblower that's on the front page, she came out after this. But Father allowed me to hear, because I slept on the chair 2 nights, the first 2 nights, and hear them ask them, have you had your pneumococcal, your tetanus, and your flu shot? And I even thought to myself, I prayed, and I'm like, Father, why are you letting me hear this? Well, then shortly after that, is when she came out and said that since this Affordable Care Act has been passed, that they must ask every patient who comes in the hospital, whether it's a condition like Gary had, or whether it's a toenail ache or knee surgery, whatever it is, they have to ask you that question, which is what I heard. And then if you say no, the Affordable Care Act was passed, the hospital and the health department mandates these nurses to give you those vaccines without your consent. So, of course, the third day after they finally brought him back to life, the third day, because he was septic, because we went and got the colonics, so it stirred everything up because he had a hole in his colon, in case you're not understanding. Septic is where you're dying. And anyway. So, where was I? The colonics, of course, stirred everything up, and that's, this bill, the Affordable Care Act, is forcing them without our consent to give us the vaccinations. The nurse whistleblower on the front page of our site even says that the only way to avoid it is to make them initial saying that my attorney will be contacting you if you give me any vaccines, but then you're going to cause animosity and they're going to teach you like the plague, which is what they did with my daughter before she passed away, the year before she passed away, because of all of her poison that I allowed them to inject into her. Remember, she's my first child. She had developed a little, what was it called? Some little virus my son had received in the backyard. We had some ducks on a lake, and he had touched their feces. And anyway, she spent a week in the hospital. And, as soon as we told them, our pediatrician at the time, because by this time, this is a year before she passed away, I had learned vaccines injured her, and I stopped going to them. Because remember, we pay these pediatricians. They don't hire us. We hire them. You can fire them. So I had a holistic pediatrician. And anyway, when they found out that I was seeing that holistic pediatrician, they completely ignored me the year before her passing. And we were there for hours and hours, and I even heard them laughing and stuff. And Gary even heard that when he was in the hospital, too. So what I think happened when I left on the third day with Gary's septic condition back in 2015, I believe on top of already his steroid abuse, because they had an IV in him. And while I was there those first 2 nights, every time the nurse would come in, I would ask, what is that? What is that? What is that? And make sure they didn't give him any vaccines, of course. And we were giving out my cards, the Educate Before You Vaccinate business cards with the ingredients on the back. We were giving out his book, The Battle for Health is Ever pH, and the What in the Cell is Going On CD. and the book and the two CDs to the nurses. We were educating them and everything. And when I left that third day, because I had to check out of a hotel into another one, so he was conscious, and he said, "Baby, go check out and check into the other one and come on back in here." So I left. And I think they poisoned him then, because he wasn't conscious enough to know what they were putting in the IV. Because after that is when his health really, really, you know, decreased. So when Mark told me all this stuff on the phone about the steroids and all that, the 20 years as a personal trainer, I knew the damage of steroids, you know. And I was just under the impression that he only used them, you know, a little bit, and then he started helping other bodybuilders do it safely. This, and also just to let you know too, this was all before they made steroids illegal. They used my husband, Gary Tunsky, as the kingpin, because he was working with Howie Long, all these top bodybuilders. Because he was, not only was he Mr. Teenage Minnesota, but then he moved to LA and became Mr. Western USA, Mark told me. I knew that already. Mr. Western USA. But Mark told me that he also was known as the trophy hunter. So he would go from one competition to another to get the trophies. And Mark said, "Renee, you can't do that without steroids." And I knew that, but I just didn't know that he was known as a trophy hunter. Anyway, and then how I got on all that stuff, I guess, is to start on the solution here, because we have another 20 or 25 minutes on what I have taken the baton on. So now, because when I met Gary, it was probably, I'd say, 7 or 8 years after, within 10, like almost 10 years, I already had my own ministry nonprofit in honor of my baby girl called Casey's Quest. And I was the Florida chapter of the Autism Autoimmunity Project back then. But then Ray, the founder, his son, aggressive autistic man, literally attacked him, and they had to institutionalize him and everything. So he asked me to take over the whole organization, and that's what I did. So I already had my own ministry, and that's Gary Knowles, very well aware of it. PRN definitely knows about my story. That's why he's graciously given me this radio show, because he knows I will not compromise. Will not compromise. I'm not afraid of them. Fear just means false evidence appearing real. You know, when the creator of the universe is with you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. So all I can tell you is that this will continue, and I totally... where was I going with that? I wanted to share with you, when Gary passed away, there was no preparation for it. You know, he had just texted on his cell phone that he'll be back in Florida next week. It was a total game changer. They might have killed him. Somebody asked me, "Do you think they pulse weaponed and killed him?" And I just said, "It doesn't matter, you know, to me, because only the creator of the universe decides when our heart stops," and his heart stopped. Anyway, I went into prayer and I said, "Father, you know I've already had this ministry in honor of Casey, because what happened is Father brought us together with me already having my ministry for the autistic children, proving the vaccines were causing the epidemic of autism that went from 1 in 10,000 to now 1, pretty much every child that has a vaccine, they have an injury, whether it's like me, ADHD or cancer or whatever it is. It's all vaccine injury, and we've covered that on previous shows and we'll continue. But anyway, I had my own ministry, and then Gary had his own ministry of healing. He was the Joshua of today, I tell everybody, because he is all about the cell, and that's what this radio show's title is, "What in the Cell is Going On." Father so anointed him once he got him out of prison, believe it or not. Remember I told you steroids were not illegal yet. They used him as the kingpin back there. So they wanted him in jail for like 15 life sentences. and he was an atheist, of course, and he would kick the bed when he, you know, his roommate, the cell guy that was in there with him, would, you know, tell him he needs to find Jesus and all that kind of stuff, and trying to witness to him. And he finally decided to do a Josh McDowell, and he tried to disprove the scriptures, and that's how Father got him. And I met him, first of all, back to how he got out, when he tried to disprove the scriptures. This is huge. When he tried to disprove the scriptures with his photographic memory, the guy could count four decks of cards. Okay, the man had a memory like an elephant. Unbelievable. He would go to Vegas with his bimbo girls, centerfold playmates and models in California, and he'd have them, you know, throw their fake stuff on the table to distract the dealer while he counted four decks of cards. Brilliant, brilliant man. But he formulated what I'm going to tell you in a second, but I just want to share with you what happened as far as once he tried to disprove the scriptures. He was in the book of Revelation, and he basically was trying to prove that it wasn't a God-breathed book, you know, that there's no way it could be real, because people came and witnessed to him constantly. He's like, I don't need a crutch, and he was a mean bodybuilder atheist. He didn't even accept until 35 this was when he was, and I didn't meet him until 45. So anyway, so he gets to the book of Revelation where it talks about the mark of the beast, the right hand or the forehand, martial law, all that great stuff. And the next morning, he opened up the Scientific American magazine, he said, and when he opened the book, somehow it got slipped into the cell. And when he opened the book, it landed on an article talking about the mark of the beast in the right hand or forehead, and he dropped to his knees. He's like, how could this book be saying something that happened 4,000 years ago? And obviously, prior to that, he was trying to use his photographic memory to show inaccuracies and couldn't do it. So that's how he got him. And then he woke up in a supernatural just sweat that night when he went to bed. And he said, if you're real, get me out of here. They wanted him behind bars for 15 life sentences. They used him to pass the law to make steroids illegal because they saw all the cha-ching, the money being involved. And of course, my eyes were open more after I talked to his best friend, Mark, 2 days after he passed, because when I met him at 45, he was big. So again, 20 years of bodybuilding is detrimental to your cells. And I know he knew that. And the program that I'm going to talk about now of what Father has passed over to me now, because now that I, you know, I taught Gary the vaccine damage. He was aware of his message, but he was not aware of the detriment of the blood poisoning. The life of the flesh is in the blood. He wasn't aware to the extent that I had been, my eyes had been opened through the death of my daughter. So I taught him that part. And then he taught me, most importantly, what I'm going to teach you, hallelujah, is how to fix the damage. He was a brilliant, brilliant man on simplicity. The body's made up of 75 to 100 trillion cells. When they malfunction, we malfunction. So there's 40,000 different labels the drug companies come up with. And if you go back to our previous archives, he has a couple shows. I think the second one he did explained it all very eloquently. But I've gotten pretty good at it now, too. Gary passed back in June. And this, you know, I prayed and I'm like, let me just tell you this part first. I prayed and I said, Father, you know, I can continue this ministry for you if you choose to have me, or I can keep, you know, doing the vaccine message. I can even become a truck driver now because we have a 45-foot wellness on wheels, an RV. And Gary never let me drive it. He always wanted to be behind the wheel unless I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning and drove a couple hours on the expressway. And then as soon as he woke up, he'd sit in the passenger seat and say, honey, I'll take over now. So we have this wellness on wheels, continuing this ministry, doing our presentations, helping whoever wants help. And that's what we're going to talk about now. One disease repackaged 40,000 different ways. This is my husband's wisdom, and we do have his CDs and his book available for free for anyone who wants to know the simplicity. He was able to put it together to where a fourth grader could understand it. The man was absolutely brilliant. I mean, just off the record with intelligence. But anyway, two causes to every cellular malfunction. Compounding toxicities, too many toxins in our cells, and compounding insufficiencies, lack of nutrition to our cells, is the main causes to every cellular malfunction. And I'm talking cancer, which we all have if we have any vaccines whatsoever, from SV40, simian virus number 40, the 40th monkey virus found. Congressman Dan Burton held hearings on it. Everybody that has vaccines has cancer cells, diabetes, high blood pressure. Just all the different labels. They're all the same. They're the cells malfunctioning because of these compounding toxins and compounding insufficiencies. Now, you've got sugar that feeds it. You have radiation, the 5G, like we talked about last week with Ingrid. That's going to be huge in our cells. They're going to be radiating us. Stress is the fuel to any cellular malfunction. Any cellular malfunction. But the one disease repackaged 40,000 different ways is what he teaches. And his book and his CDs, I have tons of the CDs. The books I'm limited on, so I'm probably not going to be giving those away. But the CD, he has the book, and then he has a CD that pretty much says the whole battle for health is over pH. That's amazing. You'll listen to it over and over and over again. And then also the What in the Cell is Going On CD that he talked about since the day I met him. That he was writing a book on, and it looks like Father's going to have me do that now. He so has to give me the wisdom and do it for me, because I'm so not a book writer. Gary Knoll, maybe you can help me, or one of you guys at Progressive Radio Network, but I know our Creator can make this happen if it's what is supposed to happen. Anyway, Gary's message is huge, and that's the baton that I have been given, is to continue not only exposing how the damage happens, which the number one culprit is the blood poisoning, of course, not only within 3 hours of birth with a hepatitis B vaccine, but even in vitro. They're vaccinating pregnant women now, people. Generational vaccine damage. I mean, they've been vaccinating since late 1700s. You know, so it's crazy. It's crazy. Compounding toxicities. And then what we eat, breathe, drink on top of that. Compounding toxicities. And then people are living on Frankenfoods, McDonald's, all this plastic food. When Gary and I ever were traveling and subjected, very rarely, by the way, because I search for every clean place to shop and every clean restaurant I can eat at, and I'm 99.9% bug spray and hormone-free foods. And I encourage that big time with everybody, because if it's compounding toxicities, obviously by putting more toxins in your body with pesticides and hormones, you're adding to those toxins. This is why little girls are getting breast so much earlier, their menstrual cycles so much earlier. And again, the drug companies or the families that own them, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Satan's children, Lucifer's children, I call him Lucifer, Lucifer's children, it's all they see is money. Their God is the root of all evil. So putting hormones in cows and pigs makes them more money on the meat. I mean, it's so apparent where their agenda is, what their agenda is, you know, because Sickness Incorporated, it's big business. You know, they don't want to take us out right away. They want to keep us going to the doctor's office. Now, I know you guys know, most of you who are listening, hopefully, or maybe not, hopefully you're some misinformed people too that Father's using me to open your eyes to. I know Progressive Radio Network knows this stuff, but we are totally mistaught about everything. Compounding toxicities, compounding insufficiencies. That was Gary's Method of Madness, and the What in the Cell is Going On CD explains it very graciously, as well as the Battle for Health is Over pH CD that we are sending out for free, as well as our Educate Before You Vaccinate business cards. And I know people have heard me talk about that before. That was extremely divine. Right after Casey passed away, I started telling everybody, of course, what happened to her, and they looked at me like I had three heads. So I started praying. I'm like, Father, we have to, you know, create something that just penetrates that brainwashed wall, because they thought I was crazy. She lost her daughter. She lost her mind. And sure enough, I called my cousin who worked at a printing place, and her graphic artist created the logo and everything. And then over the years, the last 20-some years, I've little by little added ingredients to it as I've discovered them, like Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. I did a radio show with her, and I showed her my card, and I said, you're going to like this. And I showed her the back of the card, and I'll tell you about her in a second. Let me go ahead and tell you now. She's the one that was the nephrologist that, after the flu shot, I think three of her kidney patients had kidney failure. So she's a rebel medical doctor. She was a top nephrologist, and she is exposing truth. Hallelujah. And I can't wait to have her on the radio show too, because I know she's coming. She's definitely a warrior as well, like everybody is in these end times. But anyway, she saw the back of my card and she said, "You're missing something." I said, "What?" She said, "E. coli." I'm like, "Suzanne, that's poo." She said, "It's in babies, 2-month-old babies, pneumococcal shot. They have poo in these vaccines." So, of course, the next printing for the cards, it was on there. So now the card even has E. coli, you know, and then the basic stuff that we all know about: mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, antifreeze, nagalase, it shuts down the immune system, polysorbate 80, and aluminum. I mean, come on, it's just crazy, witch's brew, I call it, that they're bypassing our body's natural defenses. Our creator gave us methods of exposure through the nose and the mouth. When you bypass those methods and you go straight to the bloodstream with all these witches brew heavy metals, mercury with aluminum, and they never tested any of these things, but then also the animals they're using to attenuate and weaken the disease, like the kidneys of monkeys for the polio vaccine, African green monkeys specifically, they do what's called serial passage, and they weaken the disease in the live monkey's kidneys and extract it from the live monkey, put all that in a needle with all the heavy metals, and inject it directly into our bloodstream. And so many people, including myself, did not know this. So when I met Gary, like I said, not quite 10 years after I started my ministry for Casey, he is the formulator of an unbelievable cellular cleanse that he developed. That's why, you know, Father anointed him to be able to see all the spokes of the cellular wheel and how they all go together, kind of like a running engine. You know, it's just not the pistons of the car that runs the car. It's not just the carburetor. Everything works together. We're designed very divinely, very perfectly. Everything goes together, and we'll talk more about that later on another show, because about 8 more minutes. I want to talk about when the solution to the problem of this coronavirus, and we will be covering this every week, either with guests or I'll just be doing the research and continuing on, because we have a right to have real news here, people. And this is the real news. I'm connected. I've been very blessed to have so many people come in my life, and then most importantly, Gary Null, for all of his hard work and for, you know, allowing me to have this show. I mean, it was so divine how that even happened too. I got an email asking to be on a radio show, I thought, and I'm like, sure, let's do a radio show. And then I click on his link underneath his name. I said, when do you want to do it? And I click on his name after I emailed him back, and I saw Gary Null's picture. And he said, no, we don't want to give you, and it wasn't Gary, it was this guy Jesse, I think, but anyway, no, we don't want to interview you, we want to give you a weekly radio show. I'm like, all righty then. And I even told him, I said, I don't know if I can cover vaccines every week. I said, but if you allow my husband to participate, he could do 50 shows himself, because the man was so brilliant. So that was our plan. But then he goes and dies on me, of course. And now the ball's in my court. And that's okay, because when the creator of the universe is with you, who can be against you, as I said earlier? So I've been working by his side, doing our cellular body scans for, gosh, 15 years now for Gary, because I was more techno as far as the computers and stuff. So I ran the quantum skill body scan for him while he interpreted and customized the phase one, the cleansing of the cells, and phase two, which is restoration of the cells. But what his method of madness was, should I say, is that at a cellular level, it takes 3 weeks to get to that cellular level. The first week, he said that he taught me that it targets the fluids of the body, the blood and everything. The second week, the organs. But it takes 3 weeks to get to a cellular level. And so he developed a natural all supplements. You can drink the bottle or take the bottle of everything in our cleanse, and it wouldn't hurt you. It's all supplements, natural stuff we get from many different companies to have the best and the best. He was a real stickler on the purest of the purest. He was a chemist. But anyway, brilliant, brilliant man that detoxes everything simultaneously. He always taught in our presentations that when you do just the liver detox or a colon detox, the toxins just run to the other organ. So he uses homeopathic spagyrics out of Germany that are easier on the cells, and it cleanses the lymph, the blood, the colon, the gallbladder, the colon, of course. We have a colon cleanse from Dr. Ed Group. That's another gentleman that I've reached out to, Global Healing Center. who's assisted me with this continuing of Gary's wisdom, the Joshua of today. And also another doctor he worked with in Texas, a couple of them. I'm sure that, you know, Gary Null is going to help eventually because he's such a brother that's been just by, you know, believing in what I'm doing to be able to do what I'm doing right now. And just so much respect. I can't even talk about it without getting emotional. But anyway, the cleanse. I just did it. I do it every 2 or 3 months. I did it this time with my friend Miriam, my new partner in this journey and on. She's a sister in our fellowship. And we did it a little bit deeper. And I have this in the manual. My mom and I just completely edited the manual that goes with our cleanse. We did juice only, organic vegetable juicing only for 21 days, 63 juices. Actually, the last 2 days we skipped one because we were so over juices, but 61 juices for 21 days. With our products. But the manual, you don't have to do that. Don't get scared. This is my second time doing it, but it was her first time, and we're probably going to be doing the remaining, especially if this coronavirus keeps moving in the direction it looks like it's headed to me, and I don't care who disagrees with me, because I listen to the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and I'm being very led to do this interview today and continue it on, which we will be doing with or without a guest. I will be the guest when I don't have a guest, but we are wanting guests. We want people to share their story. But anyway, the regular cleanse and our manual we just put together, my mom and I just edited it yesterday, the final one. Actually, no, I still have to add our website, our vacinfo.org website, because I have the other website that Gary had on there now, phcelltalks.com, that now I'm the sole owner of. So we haven't even finished editing it, but on the third evening, we allow you to eat a salad. We like to jumpstart the first 72 hours of just 3 organic vegetable juices where we have a recipe and everything, all the different variations of our creator's nutrition. And then the first day, 3 juices and take the products with 2 of them. The second day, 3 juices, take the products with 2 of them. Morning and evening's the best. But then the third day, it's only a morning and an afternoon vegetable juice. And then for dinner, you can have a big raw meal, a salad, a raw meal, you know, anything that's raw except for meat and dairy, because that's a little too mucousy and acidic. But because he was all about acid versus alkalinity, of course. But the third evening, you can have a big salad or raw meal. And then starting the fourth day, in the manual, it says that you can pick whichever meal you want to have raw. You know, your raw salad, or if you're a chef, you can have an organic recipe book called The Uncooked Book I can send you. Great raw recipes. I mean, I've even had the best, Mike Adams just sent Natural News, just sent me an email. Great. I'll be updating that next week. But anyway, the fourth day, for the remainder of the 21 days, it's 1 raw meal and 2 organic vegetable juices with our products. So you can choose breakfast, have a salad, lunch or dinner, whichever, and then take the products of the other 2. And then even in between that, you can have nuts and seeds, organic, anything organic and raw, vegetables, you know, anything that, you know, the organic fat and the nuts and seeds as well. All that's great starting the fourth day. I find that the more I eat on our cleanse, the more I want to eat. So I find it's easier to do just a juice fast because your cells are getting absolutely everything it needs. But that's going to be the solution, because I only have another minute here. We'll continue on next week. That, you know, I lost my train of thought. We'll continue our cleanse and information. And I've got to close now. We will continue this next week. I don't have a guest lined up right now, but like I said, I'm getting updates from everybody that I've been in contact with for 20 years now, over 20 years. So just thank you for listening, and I'm going to do the closing statement now. You're listening to Vic Fellowship. Our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website, on the belly of the little boy flexing his muscles. We are on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805 and leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth. And Yah bless.